change, you know, and the key word is effectuate. You know, watching the politicians in that area, we're not getting the services that we should be getting. And I feel like I, as a constituent in that district, I know the issues, I have the vision, and because I'm more like the 10th district than not like the 10th district, I think I'm more capable than anyone that was on the ticket initially to serve that district effectively.
When you say more like the 10th district, what does that mean?
The issues that's plaguing the 10th district.
What are they?
First of all, in Milwaukee, we have the number two highest incident of police misconduct, brutality, excessive force all over the nation. We rank number two. The top five police in that district has the highest concentration for that. The highest concentration for the unemployment is in that district. 71% of the women in Milwaukee live in poverty. The majority of those women live in that district. The educational system for our children, you know, in Milwaukee as a whole is deplorable. So myself seeing these things either by observation or victimization, you know, I'm understanding the things necessary to effectuate change. You know, some of the things that I talked about, if I am elected, I have some TCB committees, taking care of business committees. I have a program or a pilot program called Mend Us, Massive Economic Neighborhood Development Under Supervision, where we take those who are looking for employment or work ready or what have you, and bring them to the table, not just the recipients, but the decision makers. Also, I have community compliance officers where regular people in that district will talk about the things the governor is not doing to effectuate or to represent us efficiently. Those things will help as far as implementing or enforcing legislation. I also want to do things such as the I'm Your Woman Wednesday, where in Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin as a whole, women are underrepresented. There's a lot of issues affecting women, and they don't really have a voice. So I'm Your Woman Wednesday will be geared towards women. Then I'll have In Your Face Friday as a totality, you know, where everyone can come talk about the issues. Juveniles, you know, I believe that our youth have rights. You know, they're either not respected or protected. I want to implement something called juvenile justice jams, where the youth, they talk about the things that's necessary to, you know, help them, guide them, and the resources available. You know, just watching from the outside, you know, just seeing the things that are broken within that district.
Are you trying to change the whole paradigm of the religious of the of the political culture, or are you going to try to do this within the framework of the culture? Because that's, from what I understand, mm-hmm. you really don't care much about the political framework.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, politicians are supposed to be servants, you know. That's why I'm running as an independent, because I believe that Democrats.
But even if you run as an independent, you still be a politician.
But if you look at the definition of politician, a politician represents a party. I'm not representing the party. I'm for the people, you know, specifically for the people. My interest, first and foremost, is for the people. So as it relates to Republican or Democrat, that doesn't, you know, move me either way. It's about the change and the change for the people, what's best for the people, first and foremost. You know, running this campaign, I have not taken any endorsements or contributions. I've been asked numerous times by different entities or private interests, you know, what have you, and I've written them letters and said, you know, you're asking me to take this money, but you have not, you know, laid one foundation as to what you would do for the 10th district. So I refuse to take any donations. And on November 2nd, you know, it's all about the power of the people.
Now you refuse to take donations from any entity, but certainly private donations you're willing to accept.
No, I've taken none. No donations at all.
Wow, that makes it pretty difficult to campaign then, because you're campaigning and run a campaign solely on your own funds.
Well, it right now, to me, this is a state of emergency. I'm doing a grassroots. I've been out there personally at the doors, personally meeting with the people, you know, and I intend to do that all the way, you know, up until the election, and if I'm elected, you know, past that time. One of the things I've been telling a lot of people, and they can hold me to that. If I am elected, every 6 months they can critique me. If my performance falls under a D, they can remove me from office without waiting for a recall or reelection. You shouldn't have a person in office that, you know, flips scripts on the people. And also, you know, in that district, they're putting up cameras everywhere watching the people, watching us. You should be able to watch your quote-unquote politician. I would like to have cameras in my office my whole tenure so that people can see the job I'm actually doing and see what goes on in Madison, in Milwaukee, or what have you.
I got to tell you, there are things you say that are intriguing and certainly make sense. But then you make a statement like, I'm not the white man's bee.
Not at all.
But do you think people can take you seriously when you make a statement like that?
I've been taken seriously by the people that put me on the ballot. That statement was on the ballot, on the nomination papers, you know, when I got my signatures.
Right.
That statement, like I stated from the beginning, is about an entity. You know, one of the things that a lot of people don't know is that before you all seen it on the media, it was there for months. The government accountability staff worker had a problem with my statement. And if you look at the government accountability rules and regulations, they haven't showed you the whole hearing. They never had jurisdiction to have me there. A person has to have a complaint against them.
Yeah, but did you do it for shock value? Or, I mean, nobody does or says that kind of thing and then runs for office.
Well, actually, you know, this is something we've been saying for years. It's funny that you know, people think that I'm just saying that overnight. I've been in the community doing community activism work for years, you know. Both Polly Williams family members as well as Elizabeth Cox family members can attest to that, because several of them were either in my community activism group or were out there saying the same things that I was stating. That
yeah, but they didn't say that publicly and want to make sure that that was written down anywhere.
Well, I don't see the problem with me saying that, you know.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We got to go to a break now, okay. Right, TJ? We got to go to a break. Troy and our phone lines, we're going to certainly, you know, get to the phone lines because we're going to spend some time with Miss Aisha Griffith this afternoon and let you get to know her. It's 334. You're listening to 1290 WMCS, the talk of the town.
WMCS, the talk of the town, would like to recognize Northwestern Mutual as a very important partner. We salute their commitment to making Milwaukee a better place.